So first off, what are the main priorities we should be looking at when we have pets and it is super hot out?
Yeah, great question. The key is to keep them inside, especially during the hottest part of the day. A lot of pets need at least a week to adjust to hot weather. So making sure they have shade, cool areas, fresh, cool water at all times, and only walk them during the early morning or really late evening, never during the peak heat.
For sure. Now, dogs and some cats, I've seen it, they need to be walked and exercised and be let outside. You may want to go and enjoy the sun and the warmth and the heat yourself, but I mean, pets have layers of fur, and imagine going out in 25 degrees with a fur coat. That's what it kind of feels like for most pets, from my understanding. So, Alana, when should we be taking out our pets to go for a walk?
During the really early morning or the really late evening, never during the noontime. And in particular, flat-faced breeds, also known as brachycephalic breeds, so your boxers, your pugs, your bulldogs, overweight pets, and senior pets are even more at risk. So even skipping the walk completely for them when it's hot is really important. And there are inside things for some, you know, especially dogs that need that extra environmental enrichment. You can use puzzle feeders, frozen treat toys like Kongs, or like playing games like hiding their food around the house for them to sniff out, so they get that mental stimulation and they don't need as much physical in those hotter parts of the day.
Great advice right there. Now let's talk about the pavement situation. So it gets hot on that pavement. So how does that affect the paws, and is there a way to prevent any injuries or burns?
So the best way to check if the pavement is too hot for a walk already is if you go out and if you stick your hand on the pavement and it's too hot for you to hold it there, it's too hot for their paws, and you need to skip the walk at that point of the day or keep on the cooler grass.
For sure. So hydration, that is very key. Pets can get dehydrated, and pets can also experience heat stroke, from my understanding. So what are some signs of dehydration or heat stroke, and what should we do if that does occur?
Awesome question. Signs of heat stroke in itself are excessive drooling, weakness, vomiting, they might be acting confused, as well as really heavy panting. In even more serious cases, we're looking at collapse, seizing, or really pale or really dark red gums, so their mucous membrane color in their mouth. First aid, if you are suspecting heat stroke, is immediately get your pet into a cool, shaded, preferably air-conditioned area right away. Call your nearest emergency veterinary clinic. And in the meantime, you can wet them down with cool tap water. Do not use cold or ice water because that can shock the system. You can place a fan to help them cool down. So you can offer small sips of cool water if they are alert and willing to drink. Do not ever force water down their throat. That runs the risk of aspiration pneumonia, which is also another serious situation. And don't ever put a wet towel on top of them. That can actually trap the heat against their body.
Eating habits with pets. I know in the summer, sometimes humans may not be as hungry, but does that also happen in pets? And if it does, how can we get them to eat?
It does happen in pets. You can try, you know, refrigerating the food. You can use like frozen Kongs or puzzle toys, just cooling together the food, just like we sort of like, you know, prefer sandwiches, popsicles, those cooler foods instead of hot meals. Cooling things down might make them a little bit more enticing.
For sure. Now, of course, this topic comes up every year and people are probably going to think, Sarah, we know. Well, clearly a lot of people don't know because it keeps happening. Do not leave your pets in vehicles for any amount of time, even with the AC or the window cracked. So, Alana, what happens in vehicles in the heat, and how does that harm our furry friends?
Again, this is a reminder every single year, and yet we get phone calls and emergencies coming in every single year for this exact reason. Never, ever leave your pet in a parked car, regardless of how long you're going to be or the AC. On a warm day, fatal temperatures can be reached inside of the vehicle within 10 minutes. So it happens very, very quickly.
Yeah, it gets uncomfortable for humans if we're sitting in there for too long. So imagine a pet with lots of fur. So
exactly.
For sure. Well, Alana, thank you so much for chatting with me today. I really appreciate it. We're definitely going to be helping to keep a lot of pets safe during the summer. But is there anything else you want to mention or talk about today?
I did, actually. Yes. Everybody always talks about dogs and cats, but there's also our exotic animals like rabbits, guinea pigs, birds, and reptiles that are also very sensitive to heat. A lot of them are in glass enclosures, which traps heat. So making sure that they're not in direct sunlight inside, making sure that their enclosures are away from heating sources, windows, and making sure that they always have a good source of water is also really important.